I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Burt Show.
I think it was Shakespeare that said it first. To reality TV show or not to reality TV show? That is the question. And now Mo has to answer it today.
Today is the day. It's a tough one. It seems like every week I'm coming in here with this dilemma of making a tough decision in my life. And this one is no different. So if you missed it, to recap, I was offered an opportunity to star in an episode of a reality TV show.
One episode?
Just one episode. And what they want me to do, there's a woman who is having a tough time dating. And so they want to put her dating life on this show. And she's rich. She's doing very well for herself. And she just seems like every time she dates a guy, doesn't go her way, doesn't go well. She's over it. And she pretty much feels like no guy is good enough for her. So what they want to do as a little plot twist is bring in a guy who they feel is charismatic and is charming, but will be honest with her in a way where it's not disrespectful, but just kind of step up to the plate and challenge her in a way that they feel like she has not been challenged yet. And so of these pool of guys that they felt would be good for this position, I was one of them. And so they reached out and asked me if I would do it. The problem is I've done a reality show in the past, and it just did not go well for me. It was not fun. It's a lot of sitting around waiting. I was hungry. I think I was there for almost 20 hours and only filmed for one. Wasn't the greatest experience.
Gave you guys a bunch of drinks to get you all buzzed, but didn't give you anything to soak it up with.
Not a sandwich in sight, but there we were drinking and drinking. So in this case, they tell me it would be better because it would only be filming for a few hours, and then that's it. I'm in, I'm out. We do two dates. Two different scenes, two different outfits, and it's a wrap. Now, the other problem is, well, there's a lady in my life who doesn't feel like this is a good idea.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Lost on me.
Even though I looked at it as it's acting. That's what it is for me. Now, the woman wouldn't know that that's what I'm doing, but the producers involved, everyone else knows that that's what I would be doing. But I get where she's coming from. She feels like still she would have to deal with whatever is coming with people seeing me dating someone else. And she doesn't know if she wants to deal with it.
Actually, let's go down this road for just one second, okay? Because, and it's probably because I've been doing this and we entertain for a living, right? So I don't entirely see her side in it. Because for me, it's one day. It's not real. You're not attracted to this woman. So I don't honestly know what the big deal is, right? Or would be. So what I would like you to do is represent your woman's point of view when you're making this decision.
Okay. So I think on the surface level of it, from what I take from listening to her, is one, she just simply doesn't want to have to watch me date someone, period. Whether it's real, it's not real for her, it's going to make her uncomfortable, and she just doesn't know what will come of it. And as much as she convinces herself that she does trust me, she still has this inkling in the back of her mind that something could come of it that would get in the way of our relationship. That's number one. The other thing is, I think she's more concerned with the reputation of it all. What is it going to do to our relationship in public? Me being a public figure. Her family may not know that this is acting. Her friends may not know that this is acting. She's going to have to explain this to everyone. She feels like they're all going to have questions about it. And she just would rather not deal with it if she didn't feel like it was worth it. That's what I take from her side of it.
Those are all valid, valid points.
Say it.
Okay.
You can't, like, as a people pleaser, you should understand it's hard not to get wrapped up in what other people think and say about you when you know it's not true.
Okay, just let me state one fact right off the bat that I really like your girl. I spent some time with her. We were on vacation together in Brazil, actually. Ended up at the same place. So I really like her a lot. What you would do on this reality TV show is it's all fake. It's not real. For me, it's like, who cares that you have to tell your parents that, hey, Mo, this is your career and it's something that you take very seriously. So who cares that it's not that her feelings don't matter. Of course they do. But the uncomfortableness that she might see while you are on this reality TV show, I feel like, pales in comparison to what it could do for your career in a whole bunch of different ways. And who cares what people think? And she knows what's real and authentic between the two of you guys. So she has to call her parents and her friends and say, Mo is doing this. And maybe it's not going to be her shining moment to say, I'm really proud that he's doing this or not. But I do think when you're looking at two people that have careers, sometimes you got to sacrifice you for the other person. And I think this would be a really good time.
Who cares what people think? We do. We have meetings about it. And perception is reality, and perception can become reality for their relationship.
Is she a little bit nervous that somehow, some way, that this rich, and clearly she's going to be an attractive woman on the show because she's on a TV show, that while it starts off innocently enough, maybe there'll be a connection?
I think so. I she hasn't said that, But she did say, like, put yourself in my shoes. You know, how would you feel if there was a rich, handsome guy that's looking for love and I was in this scene with him and we were dating? And I mean, I was like, how much we making? But that's right. But that's how I see it. I think she sees it a little differently.
Yeah, I see it the way you do. It's like, I think it would annoy me for sure. But I know what's real. And for me, this would be something that I would have to do for my partner.
So I agree with you and everything that you said. And she knows that. And we are trying to meet in the middle. That's what we came to. So I'm like, I don't want to just do it if you feel like it's really an issue for you. I want to take how you feel into consideration. But I asked her the truth. I'm like, if I get a number, is there a number that you'll say, I'll get over it? And so we Googled.
Because she's a businesswoman.
At the end of the day, I mean, these vacations we go on are not free. So this is important, right? And so I Googled what you would make for an episode on a national reality show. And the range was wide. It was anywhere from $1,000 to $50,000 for one episode, depending on the show and who you are. So I told her to come up with a number within that range that if I were to do it, she would feel like it was worth it. And she went pretty high.
1 million.
Yeah, she was up in the 20s. I was like, it ain't going to be that. Like, I have no reality show history. They not giving me that. So I went back and I said, but I'll ask for it. And if they say yes, it can't be any type of questions, debate, anything. And she said, done. Even if they get close, done. So I said, okay, I'm going to let that be the deciding factor in what I decide to do. And so I called them. I gave them my number. I didn't hear back.
The Burt Show.